There's advice in the world that tells women that a man should chase us. We are the prize, and to make him love us, we should play hard to get. This bad advice tells women to have their own life, dress provocatively, flirt with lots of men, not be accessible so he will chase them, and leave him guessing so he wants more. They use certain movie stars as examples of these seductive women, which they place on a pedestal. The number one example used is Marilyn Monroe. The irony, however, is that Marilyn Monroe had 3 marriages by the age of 36. If her own devices she used in movies worked in real life, she wouldn't have divorced 3 times. The truth is that this type of behavior in a woman attracts men who want to conquer and then leave her. Once they have you, the excitement of the chase fades and they realize the qualities you possess do not work well in a long-term partner. They will leave you and marry someone else. My best advice is to never play hard to get. Let a man know you are interested and do it plainly enough that if he doesn't take notice, you know for sure that he is not interested in you. This is only wise to do with a man who is serving the Most High. You should be chasing this man because he is worth more than gold. This righteous covering over you can save your soul and help keep you on the straight and narrow path to make it to the kingdom. The goal is to live forever, and you need a man who serves the Most High to get there unless you are choosing to live in celibacy. Being a woman who serves the Most High also makes you a rare gem, and this is why it's even more important for you to make yourself known to a Yah-fearing man. Too many Yah-fearing men end up with worldly women because this is what they are surrounded by. You need to chase this man down the same way Isaiah chapter 4 verses 1 says it's going to be in the end times. 7 women will take hold of one man and say, "We will eat our own bread and make our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach." A day is coming where a man of Yah will be almost impossible to find, and when you find him you will cling and beg for his protection. We are at the door of that time approaching, and it only makes sense to chase this type of man now before it's too late. Chasing a man doesn't make you desperate. Men enjoy knowing that they are admired and wanted. They want a woman who has a zeal for them. The Father wants the same thing. Yahushua says he spits lukewarm out of his mouth. Our zeal for the Father has to be strong, and we come to him with our entire hearts. You also need to be this way with a man who will become your Lord on earth. You need to have a strong zeal for him to be his helpmeet. Let him know you need a covering and that you want him to be that to you. Tell him that you want him. If he has a wife, tell her that you want him. It doesn't matter how you say it, as long as you make it plainly known. If he doesn't respond, try again in a few months. If he hasn't responded by then, he is not interested in you and you can move on. However, if he does respond, then that is him showing his interest in you. Start letting him know you're available whenever he has time. Come around him often and find out how he needs your help and start helping him. Show signs that you want to build his household. Make yourself available to him. You want to show him that you are at his beck and call. This is what shows you have a zeal for him. If you know for sure that you want this man to be your covering and he is showing he is interested in you, stop all conversations with other men who are not family or work related. Start doing things to help the man you want. If you cook, make him dinner a few nights a week. If he has a family, make the whole family dinner. If you know how to clean, offer to clean his home. If you know how to do hair and he has daughters, offer to do their hair. If he owns a business, ask him where you can help him without paying, do it. These are just a few examples of true zeal. When the man says jump, you should ask how high. The world will kick against this, however, this is what a biblically submissive wife will do. These are all traits of a woman who will become his future submissive wife who will serve him with zeal. When he sees these traits in you, he will marry you. If he marries you, make sure this remains who you are, and do not just act this way to get the man. Your zeal has to increase and not decrease. If it decreases, you may find yourself no longer desired by your Yah-fearing man. A Yah-fearing man and a truly masculine alpha man will want a woman like this. The Most High wants his bride like this and expects us to serve him with our entire hearts. He also expects us to drop everything and everyone for him and change entirely for him. We do this for the Father because of our love and zeal for him. Many of us even change our names to reflect our love for him. Be this same way for your man because he is going to become your Lord on earth. You need to learn how to treat him this way from the very beginning. A biblically submissive woman will always chase a man and never have a man chasing her. Having a man chase you only works with a weak worldly man, and most of the time he is only chasing you for sex, not a long-term commitment. Even a wife should continue to remain chasing her husband. Your zeal for him should always have you seeking out what is pleasing in your master's eyes and adjusting your ways to mold into his ways. He is your Lord and you must reverence him. Reverence means to worship. Worship does not consist of walking away, making your Lord chase you down. Worship does not need time away to have girls-only vacations, nights out with friends, and time alone. Worship means I am where you are. Worship means 100% of the time you want to be right there next to your man, and the only time you're not is because you have no choice. The only time I'm away from my master is because I have no choice based on his work and schedule. I knew him for only 2 weeks before dropping everything and everyone and moving across the country to a place I knew no one other than him to be with him. This was the extent of my zeal for him, and it remains the same until this day. I chased my man and have no shame in saying it. He's been a loyal Lord to me ever since. Chase down a righteous man, show him your zeal, make yourself available to only him, and find ways to contribute to his household. This will lead you towards becoming a biblically submissive wife, covered by a Yah-fearing man so you can make it to the kingdom and live. Biblical submission is a beautiful lifestyle that is worthy of praise. Thank you for reading or listening to this podcast. I hope it reaches someone's heart. Please leave any questions in the comments below.